Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. If everyone is excited as I am that the livecast Kiss of Death struck again this week, my plan is working perfectly. It's gonna be awesome when we finally book Steve Harvey as a guest. Here's the show.
The livecast Touch of Death is not only restricted to musicians, because this week Durinsky guy passed away.
So
no!
Sorry.
Oh my god. Yes. I was shocked as you are.
Do we know cause of death?
Heart attack.
Oh man.
Yeah. He was an old guy.
Somebody told him that you had a long-term girlfriend, and he's like, God, no! That was it.
I'll never get in that ass now.
Rest in peace.
He's saying he died of sadness?
Yeah. Died of a broken heart.
Well, I just wanted to say that because he was a must-read joke around. He was a good guy. And everyone who knew him was very, very depressed. And another thing I should say, not to take the punch out of the joke, because it is a funny joke and meme, but he was taking care of his wife, who was terminally ill, and now she's still alive and he's dead. So I'm kind of bummed
she's
out about that.
She's probably going to die soon, too.
Well, I would hope not, but it seems likely.
Is there any chance he left any of his money to Durinsky?
I would love that.
Oh,
I don't
know.
Do you know your last name?
He probably left you something really nice in his will.
If he really wanted to do that, he could have found out all my info, but I don't think he did. Maybe he left me his cack or something.
Oh no!
Hey, I know you don't want this, but I gotta try.
Make a necklace out of it.
Oh.
So yes, rest in peace, Durinsky guy.
I guess you weren't invited to the funeral.
I was invited to the wake.
Okay,
I couldn't go because it was my fantasy draft.
I can understand that. I cannot give you any shit for that.
It was the same time as there were 2 days you could go. One was my poker night on Wednesday.
Yeah, he wouldn't want you to miss poker night. Come on.
It's
he
true.
Knows what's up.
I know.
He knew what's up.
So, yes. Goodbye.
Well, maybe he died on poker night on purpose to give you a way out. He was that considerate.
Well, what's weird is that Dave Brocky, the person originally started this conversation about, died last Sunday at 6:45 Eastern.
What were we doing on the show at 6? Well, he didn't die. He was found then, so he might have died earlier.
Or,
did
yeah,
we have a
you're
guest?
Right. We did have a guest. We had the guy from August Burns Red. He
uh-huh.
was, he called in.
JB.
So while he was being quizzed about his religion,
we lost
Odorous Humongous. It was very sad. I was very bummed out this week.
Me too.
I was all right.
Yeah, he was no Philip Seymour Hoffman, so it was okay.
I mean, that's obvious.
I wanted to ask you, not to get off of Gwar, because I know we have a lot to talk about there, but have you warned Jeff from Shat that people die after they come on?
Maybe
he found out because he did not respond to any of my messages. The way that I got that I booked Jeff from Shat is that he sent the livecast page a message last week.
He found out that we play titfuck all the time.
He wrote Shat still loves you, Rob, and he linked to the website. And then I was like, oh, Jeff, you should call in next Sunday or give us your number. And we'll call you next Sunday in case you forget.
Well, he forgot.
And, so that's not happening.
Oh, I'm sorry that I teased it then. I apologize. But that would, you know, we could eventually get him. Can't be that busy.
You know, he might still actually call in. There's no, you know,
that's right.
It's possible.
It's like not very formal right now.
Yeah. And also, I mean, he's in chat. I don't think he's like that formal of a dude.
Yes.
You know, it's not like Rob was dealing with his publicist. So,
is that maybe he's his own publicist? Who knows?
He's not doing that great of a job. Well, I guess we'll see if he calls in or not, and that'll be the determination of how good of a job he's doing as his own publicist.
Fair enough. But yeah, you know, I'd like to have someone from Shat on the show.
Well, he's the guy. He's definitely the guy you want.
Is he the Dave Mustaine of Shat? Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely the Dave Mustaine of Shat. And hopefully we'll have him on soon.
Okay. That's promising.
Yeah. Maybe I'll convince him to give us his number so that we could just call him, but for now.
If you're not familiar with Shat, they're the band that plays the awesome song Titfuck.
Yeah.
Here it is. Not your friend.
Have we ever heard another Shat song?
Let's hear another Shat song. This is a drop. I feel like the full song is better. Let me just play the beginning of that, because he whispers it. What is that?
There's also Shit on Her Tits.
Oh, there you go.
Let's hear that. Loading. Hold on.
Very well prepared.
You put me on the spot here.
I'll play Titfuck.
The full song.
Here it is. My cock, your breasts, hey, titfuck. It's only a 40-second song. I don't know why I need a song. My cock, your breasts, hey, titfuck. Titfuck. My cock, your breasts, hey, titfuck. No, this is not titfuck. My cock, your breasts, hey, titfuck. Pretty good.
Really nice voice.
I agree. Using it not for good, but music.
Yeah. He uses it for evil.
Your breasts ain't titfuck. Titfuck. My cock. Your breasts ain't titfuck. Titfuck. Alright, now let's hear Shit on Her Tits. Is that part of the song, that beeping?
Yeah.
I think my coffee's done.
What is that? Is it like a microwave?
It's the time. It's like their timer going off.
Time to shit on her tits? Is that what you're saying? It's time to poopy.
To poopy on the boobies. I dig the hook.
Wow. How have we never played this before? Yeah.
This is a better song.
Thrash it.
Oh, I definitely thrash it.
That was Shat with Shit on Her Tits, parentheses, poopy on the boobies.
So is every song just about doing things to tits?
Well, no, this next song I have queued up is
Her in the Tits.
I threw up on her cunt.
Oh, all right. Is it all like nasty actions on
women?
On women's
body
parts?
Well, there's this other song called Any Cunt You Can Fuck, I Can Fuck Better.
Oh, that's fun.
Danzig or Life of Agony? Sort of like halfway between, yeah?
Do they just parody a different band every song?
I mean, it seems like it, right?
What was the second one?
There's Any Cunt You Can Fuck, I Can Fuck Better.
Okay.
Let's hear that. This is a live version we have going, but there's a shitty YouTube ad before it.
I threw up on her cow.
Shatter from New Jersey.
Of New Jersey?
More info, North Jersey, they say. So that really
matters. Can you imagine if they were Thor's neighbors? That would be a good combination.
I can fuck any cunt better than you. See, I figured out the lyrics without even knowing.
This is a parody of a real song.
What is that? Anything you can do, I can do better.
No, I mean, what is that affectation he's doing?
I can't fuck anything better than So the thing that, the thing that Cunt is known for, the thing that Shat is known for as well,
Cunt is known for that,
is that they wear helmets with dildo mohawks.
Oh.
It's like a dildo's in the pattern of a mohawk.
Oh,
that's their deal. Oh, they also have a song called Dollar Store. That's good. There's nothing dirty here.
Are you sure?
It's a live track.
I shit on your tits at the dollar store.
So they're a very fun tongue-in-cheek band.
Yeah.
Which is how metal should be.
And it's like, They only, like, when I saw them live, it's usually, you know, opening for a bigger Jersey band, like Dillinger Escape Plan's playing in New York, and they get to pick a local opener. So, like, hey, Shaq, come on over.
Wait, okay. Did you actually see, did that tour actually happen?
It wasn't a tour. It was, like, a few dates. Shaq opened for Dillinger and A Life Once Lost. It was quite a bill.
The best kind of metal, hardcore, and punk, I feel, is not serious.
Yeah.
Those would be the best bands.
Yeah, they don't play that on Sirius.
I have played Shat on Sirius because they had a few tracks in the system, and I would sneak it in once in a while.
We'll be playing them this week? Oh, I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Too far.
Rest in peace.
Too far.
Oh. Rob's disposable income.
R.I.P. Jose Maggot is a piece
of
shit.
No, he's not. By the way, Tugboat says that Dildo Mohawk was Rob's nickname back in high school.
Good job, Tugboat. They have a song called Smoke Pot. I could relate to this.
The other day, my parents said to me, when are you going to get off that fucking couch and go outside and do something around here?
This is worse than my Ian Watkins act.
It's similar.
Went outside.
Have a New Jersey.
Smoke Pot! Yes! Yes!
Hoopa?
Hoopa! Hoopa! How did you say Hoopa?
Hoopa!
Hoopa!
That's a different song.
Smoke pot! Smoke pot!
Smoke pot! Oh, okay. Hoopa! Not enunciating very well. I have to trash this.
Okay, then they're shaving her vagina.
Catchy. This is like the vagina song. Tickle my vagina. I am the queen of promiscuous.
Can we do that on that?
I'll get the tickle my vagina girl. See how this blends together. Ready? Start it over. Start it over now. Because this. You want to A and B it or?
Yeah.
There it is. I love that little drum kicking at the beginning. Let me.
Wow, there's a lot of tracks on this. 50 tracks, Jesus.
Well, they're all 8 seconds long.
Yeah.
Each song is just like a sentence repeated a few times.
Like three. Someone said in the chat, this is they're just like anal cunt with less abrasive music.
Yeah, you could understand the lyrics.
Three holes, no waiting. The load road. Come honor. Cock block. Chicken shit. Aunt Flo. I'm curious of Aunt Flo. Oh, it's Aunt Flo. Not Aunt Flo. That's it. I bet it's his songwriting process is just, I want to write a song called Aunt Flo.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Don't be queer. Take out the cock and put it in her beer and then throw it. Well, wouldn't putting it in her rear make him sort of more queer?
No, he said ear, I thought.
No, Aunt Flo is here. Don't be queer. Put it in her rear.
Put it in her ear.
Oh, I thought he said ear.
Huh.
Let's see.
I can't tell.
Rear.
I think it's rear.
Definitely rear now that I hear it.
How am I the only one understanding the lyrics here?
Attuned to rear references.
My balls smell like ass. My balls These are catchy riffs. These are stupid lyrics. My balls. Yeah!
So if you're listening and you like this, Jeff from Shat may not be
probably
not going to be a guest on this show, but it might be. Let's say that.
Oh, I'm curious. This song is called Evil Jared from Bloodhound Gang.
And just when I thought the Bloodhound Gang had the monopoly on terrible music and stupid album names, here comes Shat with Cuntadoodledoo.
What were they?
Oh, that was it. Oh. That's the name of their album.
What were the Bloodhound Gang's terrible album names again? Because I remember them having a stupid, like, it was like kind of like Blink 182 take off your pants and jacket or something.
Show Us Your Hits.
No, that's not it.
Hooray for Boobies.
That's stupid, but it was a pun. I thought
One Fierce Beer Coaster.
No.
Use Your Fingers.
Maybe I'm remembering wrong.
Let's see.
Bloodhound Gang was so terrible.
Yep.
Oh.
Hefty thought.
They ruined a great show that was called the Bloodhound Gang when I was a kid.
Dingleberry Haze.
You don't remember the Bloodhound Gang TV show?
Nope.
No, I don't remember that.
It was on 321 Contacts. Remember they had
What's 321
Contacts? That I remember.
Like a science show for kids.
And it was on like before Square One TV.
Yeah, they used to do experiments and all that. And then at the end of it, they had a 5-10 minute segment called the Bloodhound Gang, which was like kids who were detectives. And they had Detective Club, which was great. But then it's ruined by that shitty
band. Well, it's not ruined. Wasn't that off the air before they ever became a band? Mm-hmm. So they had their run, and then the Bloodhound Gang came later. There was nothing left to ruin.
Come on. Come on.
Was there ever a lawsuit?
What if a terrible, like, frat boy band made a band called Breaking Bad? Wouldn't you
There'd be a lawsuit.
That? Okay.
They wouldn't even have a chance to put out an album. They'd be forced to change their name.
So why didn't the Bloodhound Gang sue then?
I'm asking you.
They should have.
You should find the find the guy who wrote that and let him know.
They were remiss in not suing.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Or maybe there was like a settlement. We never even heard about it.
Yeah.
They paid him off.
Just to get that name.
What was your price, Bloodhound Gang? What was your price?
I like this song. I don't know. This is a fun song.
Yawn.
It sounds a lot like Future Island.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's why Rob likes it.
Yeah, great. You're right.
He's bopping.
And the guy dances around like an idiot, right?
And I made this on my Casio when I was 11.
So you like no 80s funk, Darren?
What? Who said that?
What is that? I mean, like, it doesn't 80s funk sound like just a Casio in your apartment?
No.
What does it sound like?
Well, give me an example.
I don't know. Like a chic song.
I don't like every single song in every genre that I like. There's no talent or like composition.
It's just fun. It's a fun song. Why does everything?
We're not having fun.
No fun.
That's a very subjective opinion.
No,
I'm having fun.
Okay.
I'm not having fun talking to you, party poopers.
And now you're listening to the weekly. Rob is alone on an island with his opinion about a band.
Yeah.
Hold on,
but not just alone in this room. I mean, it's like.
Everyone in the chat is saying they love Bloodhound Gang, so I don't feel like
that makes me wonder what that says about
us. No one in the chat said they love Bloodhound Gang. You're lying.
Chocolate Croissant 95. I love Bloodhound Gang.
Okay, just now.
And then Tugboat. I didn't mind.
That means love.
They were okay for a joke.
They were okay.
Sounds like they were his favorite band to me.
Yeah.
Anyway. I know how much you guys like ganging up on me.
Rob,
let's move on.
You're so desperate to have someone agree with you.
I'm not
desperate. You're lying about chat comments.
Jeez.
You're worse than the
Steve
Harvey.
Listen, Darren, I'm not a Yankees fan. There's no need for you to attack me like
you're
that.
You're worse than the Chris Benoit.
Went there. Don't say the Y word, Rob. That's low.
In front of Darren?
Especially on the eve of the beginning of baseball season.
Oh, is that some, oh, I guess, yeah.
That's why Sid has his...
No, this
laptop.
Is basketball.
When is...
basketball.
When is opening day?
Well, the true opening day was last week in Australia, but that's fucking ridiculous.
There's a game tonight.
Yeah, there's a game tonight and then a full slate of games tomorrow.
When's
the
first...
Yankees don't start till Tuesday. Actually.
Oh, really?
When is the first Mets game?
Tomorrow.
Is it a home game?
Yes.
Are you guys heading out to the,
I'm going.
The ballpark?
I will be working from home and watching on my television.
I'm going to see Black Sabbath.
That's at night, though. The game's at 1 o'clock. You could do both.
Oh, ew. No,
you took a day off to...
No, I'm working from home. It's not a day off.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to work from the stadium?
From home.
Wait, are you going
stadium.
To the game?
She thinks City Field
I'm
going to
watch
home.
Our TV. Yeah, it was
homeless. He lives under the tarp.
I don't know how sports work.
Or homes.
Or homes.
I was asked, what is my prediction for Mets wins this year? I say right around 500. Within a few games either way. Between 78 and 84 wins.
Can we turn Bloodhound Gang off?
Yeah, please.
So
back at Brooklyn College, and we all were at the radio station there, this was the album that they put on when nobody was doing a show or nobody felt like doing a show. It was just that on a loop. Just saying. So that was like the soundtrack to nobody giving a fuck.
I feel like there were a few albums like that. I feel like Tenacious D's first album.
Yeah, but this was before. So maybe you weren't even at the station.
Yeah, I think I was in high school.
So it became the Tenacious D album, but this was the proto-Tenacious D album.
Gotcha.
Why did it matter if no one was doing a show? No one could really hear the radio
station.
It
just felt
anyway.
Like having something on. So it was that. You don't want just dead air.
It's not dead air if nobody hears it. It only, I mean, the transmitter only reached, what, like a block radius?
Something like
what,
that.
The BCR?
It was at the played in the back of the cafeteria.
It wasn't even a block radius. Well, I remember someone picked this up, and like it was on that avenue or that road that was in between the campus. Yeah, Bedford. And we couldn't get the station in the car on the campus.
Well, I remember Alan used to come by.
Alan, that's right.
And pick us up. Uh-huh. And we would drive down Bedford to drop us all off. And we would get it was on Avenue H, Brooklyn College. We would get to like Avenue J and it would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
One time we drove all the way down to Sheepshead Bay and still heard the radio station.
That is bizarre.
I don't know if
it
was
must have been a clear night.
Yeah, it was like the wind blowing a certain way or whatever. Yeah. And we were all freaking out. We're like, we're on Avenue Y, and our show was playing on a loop. So.
Oh right, we'd always put like our best of on.
Play for the whole weekend basically because we were the last ones in there on Friday.
And then
So just loop our best clips and all that. It was just freaking out that we heard our shit over the air, you know, that far away.
Anybody in this area tuning their radios to 1090 AM
would tune right away.
Yeah.
Could hear us right now.
They probably couldn't hear us anyway because the quality of those tapes was so horrible.
Horrendous.
Good job, Rob.
You know, we hear it now, but when I used to listen back after we did it, it didn't sound as bad. Why is that?
Because they
better now.
Also, they upgraded the station like that last year when we were like seniors or whatever. They remember the station moved to.
Yeah, but we didn't do our show from there, did we?
Yeah, well, that's like when we were over it.
Tugboat is on a roll here. He made a good point. Rob, you just talking has a farther reach than that radio station did.
True.
Uh-huh.
Good job, Rob.
Thank you. Rob's Rib Meat wrote, the local collage here, you can get the station a good 20 miles away. Someone doesn't know how to spell college.
Well, maybe he actually means collage. He's an art major.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's tough. Number to dial 646-929-1357.
I'm going to have some more tapes ready to
whenever
we take a day off in the future.
Very nice.
We can't just play it on the show.
We could, but
I'm dying to
save it up to archive it and as a treat, you know.
Well, I'm dying to hear the Juice song that you wrote. I started singing some of it to Jake, but I forgot the rest of the lyrics.
I think we should re-record that because it's a parody of Ludacris Ho. I don't know if anyone remembers that song at this point. But you hear him rapping under it. Like, it's done very poorly. We just took the regular track and rapped over it because we had no good, we didn't have any, you know, Adobe audition or anything. So.
Okay, well, let's do it because
it's
a really, really good song.
It just
the lyrics
goes,
were
Jew,
good.
Use a Jew, etc.
Yeah.
Sid, do you know that one?
No, I don't think so. Right. I don't know the original or the remix.
I'll play it for you at some point.
All right.
Maybe not on the air. Cause
you can play it on the air.
People probably don't care.
Oh, the Ludacris version?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to play that on the air.
It's a good song.
Is it?
Yeah. It's all full of hoe puns. You know, you take a hoe to the hotel.
What happened to him?
He's still around.
Yeah, he features on everyone else's albums now.
Like, tried acting.
I think he still acts, maybe. I don't know.
He was in one of those Fast and the Furious, right?
Probably.
Or something.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's, like, his main gig.
Yeah.
Sad.
No, I think he's a good rapper.
Yeah. He had a unique style. Mm-hmm. He He had a moment. Still no phone calls from Chat guy?
562, are you Jeff Wood from Chat? 562.
Oh. Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
What's going on? So about Chat.
Yes.
Some months ago, I bought the CDs mm-hmm. on iTunes. There's like 69 songs on two CDs.
What's your favorite song?
It's gotta be Titfuck. Oh yeah, and also the Juice song that you guys were just talking about. What? I think you guys might have played it on air once, because somehow I know it.
How's it go?
Yeah.
Use a Jew.
I just signed
whatever. Well, yeah, but I think you might have played it on the best of where you played all the stuff on the college radio.
Oh, maybe. Possible.
I just
thought it was such good quality, I left it off, but maybe not.
I don't know, I liked it.
You know, I think the song is a good quality parody, but it just sounds like shit, is what I'm saying.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, it was cool.
You're doing Jew activities with Jew tendencies. Jews make money. Jews never spend any.
Hello, this is your faithful
servant. Whoa.
Go on.
Sorry.
Hello, Blandington.
No.
That was bland.
And when a Jew needs a shoe, he goes to Payless. I remember.
You got Jujubes.
You got
your Jujubes.
You got your Jujubes from the Juniversity. Is that the Doritos University? That one actually came out good, I thought.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I didn't like about that for this show is that it has so many inside jokes. It's like, the whole thing is just stuff that were between the four of us, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot the song that it was parodied.
Wangsta.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Damn, homie.
That one. Lennon Reddy, you were the man, homie.
Oh, no, it's Beard, homie.
Yeah.
Probably getting into inside jokes now. So.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That was
See?
Pretty good for
there you
Puerto
go,
Rican.
Did you go into the restaurant?
Are you Mexican, or what's your background?
I'm Mexican, but I speak very little Spanish.
Okay. So that was pretty good Russian accent, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe he speaks
thank you.
Bleh. This was the...
Oi, bleh.
Wow.
Sign him up. So listen to every guy laugh.
But you never none you said you were wankster. If you need to stop running, you ain't a friend of mine. You ain't no kind of mine.
No. I ain't no dog of mine.
Run up on you with the we do this all
oh, I feel like I feel like I have this on a hard drive somewhere.
I have it.
Yeah.
Just email it to me.
I have it on my external hard drive at home. Good memories.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great trip down memory lane.
And the Limp Bizkit one we had also.
Oh, what? I don't remember
what
that one.
The Limp Bizkit one?
One Step Closer to Food or something.
Oh, that's Linkin Park.
Yeah. What did I say?
Oh, whatever.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew that.
Well, maybe.
Linkin Park is the Limp Bizkit with a Chinese guy.
We used to do just... ad-libbed parodies on that show, too.
Yeah.
Like Rob did a Disturbed parody, just randomly making up words.
Oh,
and
for
it was funny. For Stupefy. Stupid Plots.
And then we did Ozzy's Crazy Train as the Q Train.
Yeah. We're going to Brighton Beach on the Q Train.
That's perfect.
Wow, I forgot about that one.
Champion asks, can Rob, oh, I'm sorry, Tugboat asks, can Rob do another nu metal playlist? I pretty much played all of the not lame nu metal songs the last time I did it.
Yeah, and we did those WINJ promos as if we were a 90s rock station.
WINJ.
From the top of the Empire on the World Trade Center.
Oh.
Here forever and ever and ever.
All right, Danny. Mario. We're going to let you know we have some door sound effects. So
that's okay.
Is that your AML? What was that?
Yeah.
So, Darren, you had a few things you wanted to talk about.
Well, first I found those bumpers.
Oh, let's hear it. Here. That's not it. Hey.
Oops, I gotta start it over.
Don't get your jankos in a bunch. There's more killer music coming up to make the manic panic run right out of your hair.
This is the other one I have.
Broadcasting from the top of the World Trade Center, which will be here forever and ever and ever.
That's it. We did a couple other ones, but those are the ones I have right now. So what were you saying?
Well, that's going to be stuck in my head all week long.
No,
shaving her vagina.
Next time you shave your vagina, Noah, you should just have this on loop.
It's going to hum.
No, you said, first of all, Darren got a computer upgrade.
Oh.
And I love waxing poetic with Darren about technical issues. And Darren just upgraded his Windows to Windows 8.1.
Well, no. Technically, I just bought a new computer.
Yeah.
To use
congratulations. Mazel tov.
I still am bringing my old one to the show, but I have from my house, so I don't have to pack up my computer and all that and bring it here. So anyway, the computer is great. It's wonderful. Rob, you'd be salivating over this fucking thing.
Is it a Mac?
No, but I'm saying the hardware, the specs.
The
of
tech
it.
Specs, yeah.
Okay.
Rob hates PCs and all that.
I have no problem with Mac-ophile. Them. I just won't use them.
Like Future Island.
I'm glad that I don't care if you use a PC, but they don't suit my needs.
But it came at Windows 8.1, which is so fucking shitty. First of all, they designed it so that like you can use it on a tablet, basically. So if you're using it on like a real monitor with a mouse and all that shit, it's horrible. Like you have to go front. You have to go. There's no start menu.
Yeah. I think they brought that back in 8.1. Wasn't that a thing?
No, they made
I'm pretty sure I saw it.
No.
Maybe it's a workaround.
It's a workaround. It's basically a workaround. You have to go through this horrible, fucking shitty start page, like a home page.
Yeah. The Metro screen.
The
right?
Metro screen. You have to go to the fucking Metro screen.
It's a Metro
anytime
screen.
You want to
like
do
their
something
new
off
interface.
Your desktop. It looks
well, here's
like
why. The reason is that because most of their new computers now, the higher-end ones, have a touchscreen monitor on it. Which
right.
Is...
I have a touchscreen monitor.
Ooh, oh, so you could use it like a tablet.
Right, but I'm not using my monitor, my desktop.
Right, you're not. You're like, yeah, exactly.
I just plug an HDMI cable into it, and I use a gigantic external monitor.
Right.
So the touchscreen is useless to me.
Yeah.
I just bought it because that was really the best computers they were selling all had touchscreens.
Yeah, they just don't make it now without it.
Right.
But so, yeah. So now, basically, to get it to be usable with a mouse and a keyboard, you basically have to disable all the Metro settings.
But even when you do that, it still sucks because you still have to go through the Metro page to do, like, 1,000 different things. For example, the fucking calculator doesn't. Mm. All right. There's a little thing on the Metro screen that says calculator.
Yeah.
You click it. It takes up the entire screen. It's a full screen calculator. You can't use it.
Well, isn't there
in a window? Wait, I'm getting to that. You can't use it in a window. So let's say I have some values on a fucking document and I want to add them up with a calculator.
Print that shit out, son.
Yeah. Or pull out a fucking calculator from your desk drawer.
Wait. But don't they have isn't there a feature in Windows where you could do like a split screen between two applications? Can't you just move the calculator to the side?
No.
Well,
here's the answer to that, which is completely counterintuitive, is that there's another calculator app buried somewhere in the system file.
Oh, the traditional calculator.
The traditional calculators, they just have to know the fucking file name of it, because when you search calculator, it gives you the Metro screen calculator.
Right.
So you have to, I had to Google it, find that calculator, pin it to the fucking desktop, and then use that every single time. You also can't shut down your computer from your desktop. Or hibernate it, or sleep it, or anything. You can push the button, the power button, and it sleeps.
Well, how do you do it? What do you mean?
Can't hibernate at all, except you have there's a setting. It comes factory shipped with hibernate disabled. You can't hibernate, so you have to go to the. I had to first Google it and find out what setting had to change.
You didn't Bing it?
No, I didn't Bing it. I refuse to Bing it.
It allows you to Google.
Yes, surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to find out how to turn on Hibernate, and then you have to go to the stupid Metro screen. You have to click this little dot that doesn't fucking say anything, and that brings up the shutdown settings, and then you have to hover that and then click three things before you can Hibernate the computer.
Nice.
So it's like three clicks, a hover, and three more clicks.
Well, I got for your calculator thing, did you know if you just Google an equation, it'll calculate it for you.
Let's say I want to type a whole list of values and add them together. You could do that, but you have to fucking Google it every time, though.
What do you mean?
You'll have to load a different page every time.
No, you could do like a whole formula. No, also a calculator shows up after your first calculation.
Listen, I don't need that because I have the old shitty calculator
from
Windows 7. Yeah. I figured out a workaround.
Yeah, so looking back now. Would you have just gotten the Windows 7?
Yes, but you can't.
Well,
the type of computer I bought, you can't.
I see.
They don't make it anymore. And someone is saying first world problems in the chat. It is first world problems, but...
What on this show isn't first world problems?
Yes, exactly. We had to talk about wiping problems on this fucking show.
Yeah.
But I paid a lot of fucking money for this fucking thing. It should work easier when they upgrade, not harder, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Not Rob. Well, one thing that's finally not Rob's fault.
Well, Rob could have come with you to the store and advised you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I did advise him.
No, he did nothing wrong. He always advises me with computer stuff. And I also I do one thing I blame Rob for.
Yes!
But it's sort of tangential to the point. But you are such a macophile that you are one of the reasons why Windows thinks they have to do all this shit.
Thanks
people,
a lot,
what
Rob.
Do you mean this has nothing to do with Mac? You and people like you. Because they're trying to streamline their shit like Mac, but they suck at it.
Yeah.
So that like the Mac OS is not at all touch friendly. There's no touch.
No. But I'm saying they feel the need to like be sort of like when you look at an Apple display, it's all colorful and all that shit, and it's like you know, and you look at Windows and it still looks like basically Windows 95 with some upgrades. Like better resolution, and that's it. So they're trying to make it look more Mac-ish without the functionality.
I don't get that. I think they're doing it. They're moving in their own. It's really more influenced by Xbox, I feel like. Their Xbox UI kind of is more related to the Windows 8.1.
Yeah, I agree. It looks exactly like a fucking
Because it's the same design team. They started the Metro.
Fire them.
They started the Metro thing in the phones, and then they brought it to Xbox, and they brought it to the Windows.
All the old Windows things were fine. This functionality was the problem, not the user interface, not the GUI.
I haven't used Windows. One of the guys in Chimera showed me a Windows 8 demo because he is a staunch non-Mac user, in that he will never get the Mac product. He'll always get the alternative.
Right.
Which I think is so silly, like especially people that label themselves like in their Facebook profile or something like strictly anti-Apple. Like, okay, relax.
Why? Yeah, no, I'm not even like that.
Relax.
I don't, you know.
But it, like as a tablet, Windows 8 seemed fine from the demo that he gave me.
I agree, but I don't. I'm not. Yeah. Listen, if I'm on a fucking tablet, it should work like I'm using a tablet.
Yeah. Right.
If I'm using a fucking mouse and keyboard, it should. How about instead of when I'm configuring my computer, don't ask me what color I want for my fucking desktop. Ask me if I'm using a fucking desktop or a tablet. Yeah.
I think that like they made a prediction in Windows that, oh, no one's going to use personal. Everything's moving to tablets. All right,
so when we get to that, then you can fucking do that.
Yeah. Well, dickheads. Just one of the many mistakes that the Microsoft design team
awful,
has made.
Awful, awful. But here's my thing, all right? So you run a gigantic billion-dollar company, right? Wouldn't you test this shit with regular people before?
I'm sure there was a lot of testing. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars on research and development.
Every time they put out a new operating system, they have to put out, like, point one in order to fix all the things people hate about it.
Yeah.
So clearly they're not testing it right.
They're spending all that money on craft services.
Yeah. Rob.
Mm.
By the way, I think I lost this comment. Tugboat says something funny.
That was a good one.
He said, does Frank still use Windows 95? Because he only likes older stuff.
And I replied MS-DOS.
Oh, wow. Remember that?
Frank's a Mac user.
I will say, everyone that I know always turns to Rob for computing advice.
Yes, and I feel like I annoy him sometimes.
I think a lot of the
time... He didn't say no.
No, you don't know. What I was going to say is that, like, at least you asked me, like, questions that I would know the answer to. Like, I feel like our friend Marina called.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to yesterday about.
With, like, tech support where it's like, I don't even know where to start. Like, she once called me and was like, hey, I bought this Disney movie. I forget the movie. But it came with a digital download code. So I could grab, like, the iPod version of this. I lost the digital download code. Do you know where I could find it? Like, where would I start? Like, how does that at all? How is that, like, it's
one
thing.
Did you tell her to retrace her steps?
I was like, no.
Go back to the store.
No, I was like, yes, I do know how to find it. Go to Google and search for, like, a digital download.
Well, that's what one thing I pride myself on is I don't ask Rob anything until I exhausted Google, you know, and I still can't find the answer to what I'm looking for.
I always ask him when I don't feel like reading the manual.
What people don't realize, people who are, like, real tech wizards, what they are is really good at Googling stuff.
Yeah, they're just
basically it, and they understand the answers to what Google says. A lot of them, you know, there's no need to know everything now. It's pointless because you can look everything up.
Right.
Unless you want to win Jeopardy.
I feel like every sort of situation that you find yourself in, someone has already found themselves in that situation, started a forum topic, and has had it answered. So it's very easy to find the answer to these sort of things.
But aren't forums dated also?
No.
Forums are still...
Every message board I ever go on, it always looks like it's from, like, 1992.
Yeah, the design is sometimes very bad.
Upgrade that, Rob.
It can't all be metal injection. Come on now.
Metal injection doesn't even have...
Yeah, we took down our forums.
How come?
Well, they still have comments that I think...
Yeah.
That gets lost too easy. Like, you can't really go back to it.
Why can't you?
I mean, I guess...
You get notifications when someone responds to your comment. Yeah. It's fine.
But it's designed and geared, I think what you're saying, towards being in the moment, though. You know, it's not there where you can just archive everything in one spot. You got to go deep.
It is. It's all archived. You could search the post and then find it again.
You're not even hearing what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't get to it. I'm just saying, like, when you have a forum, there's a list of every single thread and every single comment.
A forum works a lot better.
It's not that it works better. It's
There's a list of every single post, though, on the site, so it's...
Okay, never mind.
And I also feel like people are more inclined when it's like the normal forum format to go back.
Untrue, our format. The reason I took it off is it was more work maintaining it than people were using it. It was like not even 5% of our traffic.
Mm. So when 95% of your traffic is Dave Mustaine stories, then what do Forbes have to do with anything?
Yeah. No, it's people calling other people faggots.
Oh, my God.
That's
okay.
Every forum.
I really love the comments on that Mushroom Head post
from
earlier in the week. Rob put up like this post how Mushroom Head were copying Slipknot.
Mushroom Head deny like copying a Slipknot promo photo?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the best part of the article is not the article itself, it's just what people have to say.
Wait, people are getting accused of copying a promo photo? Why is that even, like, who cares?
Why? Why does anyone care about Mushroom Head? Period.
Yeah, probably
promo
said it
photo.
To the incendiary.
It got so many hits of people just being like, "This is stupid."
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's the most trafficked post on the page, so it's like, you just came here to tell
but
me.
Wait, when you say promo photo, explain this.
It's like a group photo of the band.
Yes.
And so it looks
like the same style.
Like it's the same style as here. I'll try to flip
it. So is this like in album artwork, or is this just something they posted on their website?
It looks nothing like the other picture. It's like the same filter, basically.
But who cares?
And they're all wearing masks.
Who accused them of this?
That's the thing. They went in their comments themselves and be like, for all of you saying this.
They're like, no. The best comments were like, this is a news site, and this is like shit you hear on TMZ.
Oh,
you hear this on TMZ.
Oh, the comments you're saying.
Yeah,
people always say that Metal Injection is like a metal TMZ. Which, why is that a bad thing? I don't understand.
Yeah, I think you get like both.
People need to understand the reality of the world right now. Most of the population is really fucking stupid. So if you want to appeal to a broad base of people, you have to put out shit that's really fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Would you agree with that, Rob?
I find that the dumbest things are definitely the things that get the most hits. Like this
most
post.
Of a denominator.
I really think there's a good balance of stuff on your site, though.
Well, here's the thing. Nobody notices, people are like, oh, why don't you write more about, like, underground bands? We do write about bands. Like, it's just you don't read those. Like, those stories don't invoke, you know, commentary or, like, a reaction that's good or bad.
They're not prominent.
Yeah.
What was the last underground band you wrote about?
I don't write about them. I focus on the shitty stories. But no, we have a weekly Bandcamp story where we highlight an underground band.
Weekly?
A writer.
So once a week.
Well, I write about when more established bands put out songs and stuff.
But that's not underground.
What would you consider underground?
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking you. You're the one that
one or two posts a day are about an underground band.
So what was the last one?
The last one was on Friday. I just told you.
Give me the band.
Camp.
What band?
Hold on, I'll look it up.
And one or two a day. This is Sunday, and the last one was on Friday.
We don't publish on the weekend.
Why not? That's when everybody's home.
Not as many people are online.
That's when Rob's
We're all online right now.
Yeah. Rob's got things to do.
Omnirod is the band.
Why don't we read some of these as the comic book guy?
Okay.
Yes, totally.
Jesus fucking Christ, Robert Pez Bunny. Why don't you go work for TMZ or something? And he said, I prefer working for myself.
Also, if Rob could get hired at TMZ, he would do that in a heartbeat. It probably pays really well.
Yeah, sure.
And then this other guy is not the same guy who said that. Says, work for yourself, sure. But do some actual work and not childish gossip. Just stirring an old pot.
Rob loves old pot.
Yeah.
I love that there are people defending me here. He brings the news. News of the current events in all genres of metal. Deal with it, man. Somewhere there's some shades dropping on my face right now. And then Patrick Pratt writes, why produce shite for TMZ when he's doing such a lovely job on his own?
That might be sarcasm.
And then the response is, it's definitely sarcasm, but the response is, because it's called Metal Injection, not Metal Drama Injection.
Oh, God.
I want to know, so people, when people say, forget about the criticism that it's too much TMZ, just saying, when it's about a band that people hate, Mushroom Head, for example.
Well, a lot of people in the comments love Mushroom Head, and we're like...
Right, but you have other people that go, who the fuck cares about Mushroom Head? This is stupid. Don't report on this.
Yeah.
What's their argument? Well, that is
just
what gets hit.
Also, it's like, who is putting a gun to your head to read this story?
Isn't that what Frank does on the site?
There's 10 more, 15 more stories to read.
No, but I mean, I agree with that, but, forget about that. You know, would you be doing it if it didn't get fucking hit?
Yeah, I don't care about Mushroom Head.
You know, and they don't. So
honestly, I thought it was so stupid that they even had to deny copying a promo photo. That was why I wrote it, because it's who cares? It is. And people were, what's weird is that people were accusing me of accusing them of copying.
Well, you kind of did. But I don't care that you did, but you did. It says, then why even do the green tint? What do you think?
Wait,
was there creative
my thing is that, like, they were saying just the only reason people think we're copying them is because of the green tint.
Right.
I was like, well, if that's the reasoning, why would you, wouldn't you want to avoid any sort of comparison?
Here's the answer to your question, Darren, from user Slither. Apparently, the only qualification to write an article is to be a huge talent with douche.
Like Robert Pezbini.
Wrong. You could be a talented douche and still...
Which one are you?
No, Rob's a talentless douche. Axel Rosenberg is the talented douche.
That's fine.
Someone else writes, who cares? It's articles like this that ruin what music is about. No one gives a damn about stupid drama. Just write, and he wrote, write as R-I-G-H-T, music, and do your thing. This stupid website is quickly becoming TMZ. Just stop.
Here's the one that where the guy is above both Metal Injection and Mushroom Head. Here it is. Mushroom Head suck and all. This is a pretty generic shot. Let's be honest. The number of bands who have done this sort of photo before Slipknot, probably number.
I wrote that.
What?
Here, my last sentence is like, okay, we're not being fair to Mushroom Head. They did not copy Slipknot's old promo photo. They copied every generic warehouse-looking promo photo in existence.
Yeah, well, the guy probably didn't read it. He just read the headline.
He just read the headline, exactly.
You dumb bastard.
My favorite thing now is to put a poll on these sort of stupid things. And I asked, did Mushroom Head copy Slipknot's promo photo? Obviously and no way are both tied at 22%. Obviously is slightly ahead with like five more votes. But winning the poll is why am I even bothering with this with 54%. So people were so annoyed that they even took the time to click on the radio button of why am I even bothering this and press submit.
Yeah.
To let their voice be heard. Total votes, 5,881.
How many people voted Rest in Peace Dime?
One.
That should always be an option. Always. How is that not always an option?
You got to start doing that. That's a great idea.
In future polls.
One guy said, holy shit, Metal Injection, you are becoming just as bad as metalsucks.net.
Wow.
If not worse.
That's one of the best compliments your site's ever been paid, Rob.
Take it. go ahead. Sorry.
Also, there's like 99 comments. I mean, how many comments were on the Odorous Urungus story? Just as much or...
But this is 99 comments about something people don't claim not to give a fuck.
99 comments, right, exactly. And like 75 are like, why are you bothering with this? Meanwhile, like that post about a band got 10 comments.
I
so
love
it's like,
that shit.
Yeah. I posted about two new Hell Yeah songs, 8 comments.
What were the comments?
Hell Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Well, actually...
that won the poll for that post.
There was a poll on this. Yeah, I put a poll on this one, which, because there are two tracks.
You should do that for every post, for a random poll about whatever. And Rest in Peace Dive is always a choice.
And now there's only 400 votes. Most people love both.
Since we're talking about this, can we talk about the comments on that Dave Mustaine hates fat?
Oh, yeah. That was a great one. If you want to read amazing comments.
Yeah.
What happened?
So Dave Mustaine, early in the week, I wrote about how he lied about being anti-gay.
Which he did.
And I've never seen so much more blowback to a post that I've written, to the point that I'm proud of it. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I, like, all these bigoted assholes got, like, so offended. Even on the Facebook page, people reported the post promoting the story on our page.
Right.
As, like, I don't want to see this.
It was amazing. Like, first of all, can we just run down what Dave Mustaine actually said exactly?
Can you catch me up? I don't really have time for internet this week.
Okay.
Because it's really amazing. I mean, it's the most clear-cut story you could ever have. He said that gays shouldn't get married because let's say it precisely. Somebody
We can pull up the quote.
Well, first of all, I want to sum it up.
Yeah.
Somebody asked him,
do you support gay marriage? Like a year and a half ago. And he goes, well, I'm a Christian, so not really. What do you think?
No, no, no. No, first he's like, well, I'm not gay, so the answer would be no.
Right.
And he's like, okay, well, do you support the, you know, do you think that gay people should have the right to marry? And he's like, well, as a Christian, my answer to that would be no.
Right. Okay, so right there, what's his answer? No, he doesn't support gay marriage, right? So wouldn't you want to own that if that's your opinion? So then recently somebody asked him, you know, oh, well, you're anti-gay. Why are you anti-gay? He's like, I never said I was anti-gay.
He says, I think being... Here, I have it. Why don't you just read it?
Sure. All right. I think being a Christian has a bad name. I think that when you say you're a Christian, people think that you're anti-gay, which I'm not. I'm not gay. So when the question came... What does that mean? I'm not... We know you're not gay. You don't have to keep saying it. So when the question came up that started all this... Someone had said, what do you think I think about gay rights? And I said, dude, I'm a heterosexual man. I'm married. The gay rights fight doesn't have anything to do with me. So, being a shitty station up in, well, I won't say where it's at, the guy said that I was anti-gay, and I'm not.
I think his basic point is, just because he doesn't give a shit about gay rights, he's not, like, actively campaigning against it. So he's just, like, no opinion.
Here's the original interview.
I mean, at Washington State, just this week, the governor signed gay marriage into law. I mean, do you support gay marriage, or is that something you oppose?
Well, since I'm not gay, the answer to that would be no.
Okay, what about for people who are gay?
Since I'm not gay, the answer to that would be no.
What? Would you support it?
Hold on, pause that. Pause that.
Still living in this country, it's a huge issue. So.
All right, Dave, do you support women being raped? Well, do you support anti-rape laws? Well, since I'm not a woman, the answer would be no. What does that mean? You're not gay, so gay people shouldn't have rights? You
another
fucking
man,
stupid.
Yeah, it's moral relativism. It's just like, it doesn't apply to me, so fuck it.
Yes. Freedom for me, but not for thee.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit, Dave Mustaine.
I'm Christian, and the answer to that would be no.
Switching gears to Megadeth.
So anyway.
But, like, who cares about his opinion on that anyway? Why even ask him that?
No, here's why. I agree with you, Sid.
It's like poking the bear.
Well, oh, this was what, like 2 years ago. That interview was for 2 years ago when he came out for Santorum, so that's how it kind of came up in the interview.
Well, doesn't that speak for itself? Why you even need to ask more questions?
Yeah, and then this came up in a recent interview just about his Christianity. He brought it up. Anyway, so I wrote this whole story, and at the end I just wrote, like, well, you know, seeing as though – now, granted, Damon Stane never actually said, I'm anti-gay.
Can I just cut in for 1 second with a great comment Tugboat made?
Sure.
He says, Dave, do you support shaving vaginas? Well, I'm not a woman, so no.
Man, Tugboat is just on a roll today.
Shat opening for Megadeth on the next tour.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I said that, you know, I don't think there's much of a line of being anti-gay and anti-gay marriage. You know, you should be for gays having the same rights as heterosexual people.
I mean, how are we arguing about it?
So
You should be for having everyone being able to get married, not specifically gay people.
166 comments on this post.
Wow.
A good amount of them are Darren.
They call you faggot?
Arguing.
One guy's called me a faggot.
With some of these idiots.
Sorry about that, Darren. I got really heated.
But actually, like, at first, the first wave of comments was all these, like, angry right-winger, angry conservatives being like, burr, burr.
It's his opinion.
Yeah.
So, you wrote an article that his opinion's stupid.
Here is my absolute favorite comment, maybe my all-time favorite comment on Metal Injection from Dicks Go With Vaginas. He goes, or I assume he goes, it's a he. Gay people certainly like to preach tolerance and acceptance.
Tolerate
and accept my opinion. Being gay is wrong.
Tolerate my intolerance.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
It's not fair. I'm not allowed to be bigoted.
I just imagined he felt so empowered, like hitting submit, like, yeah, I gave him a piece of my mind.
Rob, that has 11 likes, by the way.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes, but that was representative of what most of the comments were, which is that there's a gay agenda, and that somewhere along the line we got mixed up where an opinion is any opinion should be tolerated, which people don't even really subscribe to, because if you say go to the same people and you go, hey, do you think, you know, Jews should be gassed or black people should be fucking lynched? They go, oh, it's not the same thing. You know, it's not the same thing. It's the same thing because you don't hate blacks and Jews the way you hate gay people.
Or not as much.
Right. Right.
They, most of them do hate blacks and Jews.
And also, I feel it's more like, it's more because it's much more socially unacceptable to hate blacks and Jews than it is to hate gays.
Yeah.
So it's still, like, sort of tolerated that you could be anti-homosexual. So they do it. When that finally, 20 years from now, when this looks stupid to everybody, they'll stop.
Yeah.
And then the next thing that we're supposed to hate will take over.
And at first I was really like, man, I almost wanted to, anytime I write one of these stories and all these bigoted idiots come out of the woodsheds where they're furiously masturbating to Pamela Anderson photos or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what they do.
Well, they're 40.
Yeah. Can I just say that Noah's really hoping the next thing to hate is Asian people? She's got a lot riding on that.
I'm always like, if these are the only people that visit metal injection, why am I even doing this?
I don't think.
But, no, I think they're just more inclined to comment, because the people who agree with this are like, yeah, this guy's an idiot. Obviously, I'm moving along with my day because I'm sensible. But I will say that I've seen so many intelligent responses to these bigoted idiots that it is it's made me feel
hope again.
Yeah, it's definitely given me hope and made me realize that, oh, smart people read the site as well.
Here's one. Because one opinion has to do with alternative lifestyles, the other has to do with committing mass murder and genocide. Talking about why it's different to hate gays than blacks and Jews.
It's just different levels of oppression.
The reason Mustaine is here today and keeping Megadeth alive is that he cleaned himself up and found Jesus. I'm sorry that offends you.
Well, he's...
He cleaned himself up to the point that he's selling wine now.
And making shitty music.
Yeah.
So, great.
And then one guy said that I wasn't really Jewish, by the way.
Wait, you? Yeah.
Hey, 3D, since you're Jewish, can you tell me what your religion says about homosexuality? I believe it says it's an abomination. So I assume you don't give a fuck about Judaism, yet you and Metal Injection tout your Jewishness, meaning you're hypocrites. I'm genuinely curious. Thanks. Your family's probably ashamed for not being a mensch.
Wow. What was the username for that person?
Mensch.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So I said, no, I identify myself as... I answered him rationally for some dumb reason.
Mm-hmm.
I identify myself as secularly Jewish, which means I'm proud of the culture and the heritage and food and all that, but I think the religion is as stupid and dangerous as all the other major ones, so I ignore it. If you have heard our podcast, we probably make fun of religious Jews and their absurdity 10 times more than we make fun of any other religion. My family's not very religious. I have a few relatives that go through the motions by eating kosher, but that's about it. So here's what he said. R-O-F-L-M-A-O, secularly Jewish. Translation, I pretend I'm Jewish when it fits the conversation, but I don't hold any of the values, so I'm not really Jewish. I just use it as a convenient badge.
I just use it to get ahead
of you. You basically said all of that, except not condescendingly.
And that's what I answered. I said pretty much, except the pretend part. I like a nice pastrami on rye, but I skip over the parts where you're supposed to suck on baby penises and beat people to death with rocks because it's 2014.
Hester Cuck puts it all in perspective in the comments. Don't let being a homosexual bring you down, Rob. Do your thing. Thanks, Hester.
Over it!
I can't tell if that's nice or mean. I don't know what to make of that. Maybe it's just the way you read it. You read it so positively. Is that passive aggressive or just aggressive, or I don't know what that was. God.
But I'm just real. I don't want to belabor the point too much, but I'm sick and tired of, you know, it's just his opinion, man. Like an opinion. Everyone has a fucking
opinion.
Yes, and
it's my opinion that his opinion is ridiculous.
Yes, your opinion needs to be based on evidence and facts and being rational and critical thinking. If it's not, then your opinion is a piece of shit and people are entitled to mock you for it.
Yeah.
You can still have it, but you're an idiot, and people are going to call you a fucking idiot.
There's another. Okay, I think I found a new best, because, like, you know, the comments are normally ranked by quote unquote best by the top loaded.
Oh my god!
But I've been looking at the newest ones, and there's some great ones here. Chris writes, "This is stupid. That video was tampered with. Dave's speech sounds normal throughout the whole thing, and then the part with his opinions on gay sounds like his voice was mixed with Stephen Hawking or Microsoft Sam.
Or
they edited his words."
Really? Can we hear it again, please?
I think he just sounded annoyed at the questioning, so his tone of voice changed.
Santorum is against gay marriage, and he supports restrictions on abortion. Does his stance on these social issues, does that bother you? Does that play into your decision?
Santorum.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Do you support gay marriage?
I'm very conservative, so take it for what it's worth.
Fucking dickhead.
I mean, where do you stand on – I mean, at Washington State, just this week, the governor signed gay marriage into law. I mean, do you support gay marriage, or is that something you oppose?
Well, since I'm not gay, the answer to that would be no.
Okay, what about for people who are gay?
It sounds the same to me. Here's the newest comment. Since when has the metal scene been lovingly opening its arms and embracing fags? You brainwashed motherfuckers are living in a gay fantasy world. That sounds like a Shat song, by the way.
Or Future Islands.
Yeah. Someone else gives us his advice. Here's a free piece of advice. Stop ramming the homosexual lifestyle down everybody's throats as if it's normal.
Stop talking about it in such a homosexual way.
Not normal. Only a very small percentage of people are, and some are by choice. Yes, choice. No? You don't think
people
that
choose to be discriminated against and bag
hipsters.
You don't think that girls who experience a little bit of lesbian sex don't start to take a liking to it?
Well, Noah.
Yeah.
And at least start to swing both ways? I highly doubt they were born that way. Wow, that guy makes a lot of sense.
He knows.
Yeah.
Because women always leave him to go for other women.
Yeah,
right.
People choose to live their lives in fear in small towns where they'll get beat up for their choices.
Yeah.
People want that sort of
attention. Well, living
in
a small town is a choice.
Yeah.
That is true. That's a good point.
Get the fuck out of there.
Yes. I just Dave Mustaine, you know, the more I – because it's like when you're 15, you know, and I grew up when Megadeth was, like, enormous.
Cool.
And, yeah, I mean, it just ruins your fucking – all your heroes eventually get shot down.
People get old and their politics get conservative and they're mostly dumb.
I understand
but
the
just
dynamic.
But just keep your hands to yourself. Don't, like –
But he didn't volunteer that. He was asked about it.
Yeah, I don't – listen, he can speak his mind all he wants. It just depresses me. The more I – and even though I know it's coming now because I know he's a maniac, it still depresses me because the guy's a fantastic musician.
Yeah.
It's just, he's
and a, I have a lot of great Megadeth T-shirts that I do not want to wear anymore.
Well, he's clearly an idiot savant. You know, he's good at really good at one fucking thing, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to
maybe Dave just needs to shaving her vagina. That didn't work. All right. Well,
he needs to shaving her vagina.
He needs to shaving her vagina. Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a bit of a music break.
Your grammar makes as much sense as my political views.
And let's kick it with some Noah picks, starting with Gaza. Uh-huh. Gaza.
Gaza, yeah.
Or Gaza.
They don't exist
how
anymore.
How about in honor of our topic today, Gaza?
Gaza, I like
Gaza.
It.
Gaza. Rest in peace.
They're
no longer a band.
I don't care where I go when I
die.
Yeah. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Did that song sound great? Oh, I'm sorry. I had my script wrong. I meant to say, that song didn't sound great. Here's another. You're listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet? Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live cast.
Thank you. Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection Live cast. Here it is.
Here we go now. Yes. Here we go now.
Making people high like a drug since 2008.
Aww.
I was saying off the air that someone recently told me that Courtney Love was once a member of Faith No More.
Yeah, she dated Roddy Bottom.
Piper?
Isn't he gay?
Before he came out.
She probably turned him gay.
I believe it.
And
seeing that vagina, they're like, I never want to see another vagina
stupid
again.
Kurt Cobain, couldn't he have just become gay instead of killing himself? If that's like the reaction to being with Courtney Love.
He wore dresses a lot. Maybe he was on the way there.
He has a quote. He has some famous quote. He's like, I wish I was gay so that I could piss more people off or something like that.
But maybe, you know, he didn't kill himself. Remember Il Duce and all that?
Well, there was like a whole thing over the last couple of weeks where like the Seattle police people thought they were reopening the case. There's like a bunch of new photos from the scene of the crime, but they're not reopening it. They said it's still a suicide.
Yeah. Of all the conspiracy theories that I dismiss and I think are stupid, I really think that there's something to that. It does, even though that whole movie was retarded.
But no, I think he's dead. It might not have been a suicide.
No, I know
he
was
dead.
Listen,
he's not dead.
But he tried to kill himself like a month before that.
Right.
So he waited a month and then he succeeded.
But yeah, I'm not saying it's impossible that he could have killed himself. I'm saying the facts surrounding how he killed himself don't make sense to me. That's
God
all.
Damn, there is so much smoke in my face right now. Come on, Rob.
I'm trying to blow it up.
And I'm trying to blow it away.
Just aim it, like, just face the window. God.
It would just fly back towards you.
Just go this way.
Yeah.
But slowly.
All right, I'll put it out.
Dang it, then. All right.
And there's someone.
Very well rolled joint, Noah.
Someone posted a picture of in the chat of Courtney Love singing for Faith No More.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, she was the vocalist. I had no idea.
Yeah, look at that.
Wait,
maybe for like a minute.
Well, what else? She can't do anything else.
Yeah.
You ever heard
that's
Hole?
True. Well, no, I thought she could play guitar. Yeah.
She could play guitar, but not well.
Well enough. She wasn't the lead guitarist.
I think she was awful. I just think she's an awful musician in general.
Nah, I like a bunch of Hole songs.
Yeah.
I think she's a decent singer.
She's a decent front woman.
I'm not going to say she has like a great singing voice, but yeah, like she's captivating to watch or listen to or whatever.
I'm not a fan.
Did she ever put out like a book?
It's okay, Darren. We could not like the same music. We don't have to jump on each other's bones about it.
Oh, you should.
I don't jump on
anyone. Dave Mustaine doesn't approve of you doing
that. It's getting hot in here.
Can I just say one thing though? I feel like when I criticize Future Islands, if you had just said, I like them and that's that, that would be one thing. But you get so defensive about it. That's what makes it funny.
Defensive about what?
Like Future Islands. Right now, you're already saying.
What am I defensive about?
Future Islands.
I think it's so hilarious that people Chromio in the chat are like, oh, it's Rob's high pitch.
Yeah.
He's getting defensive.
Or, for example, I feel like there are things everyone likes that are sort of like, you know, not popular or whatever. Or not popular, but kind of looked like frowned upon, like a guilty pleasure.
I wasn't chewing on Mike, by the way, Tugboat. That was Sid.
That was Sid.
Yeah. There's some spicy chips. They're good.
But
I thought I was aiming away from the mic. I'm sorry.
I feel like, Rob, when it's you, I feel like you defend what it is so that to instead of saying, you know, I understand why you think it's goofy, but I like it, and that's that.
I'm not saying you need to like it as well, but you criticize my liking of it.
No, I don't.
Yes.
I criticize your rabid defense of it.
When I first played Future Islands, you guys spent like the last half hour of the show trying to rationalize why I like it.
That's how much we care about you.
We just want to
understand.
That's
you attacking my liking of the band.
No, that's us being like, we wouldn't be friends with someone who likes this band,
right.
But we're friends with Rob.
Why
we're trying to reconcile it.
Okay. Let's not go down this rabbit hole again.
We're concerned about your mental health.
Going down the rabbit hole. You don't think Hole is worse than Future Islands, though, do you, Darren?
Say again, please?
You don't think Hole is worse than Future Islands?
No, because
okay,
I feel like the rest of the band Hole is not bad.
Okay.
I feel like she's horrible.
You like Melissa Alstermuer?
I don't know any of their names. I just know what it sounds like. But if I feel like if the rest of the band was as bad at their job as she is, they would be worse in the future.
But the thing is, as much as that might be true, if it wasn't for her, that band would have never been anything. None of them would have a job.
Agreed. I totally
agree. So sometimes you have to put up with the train wreck because you know that that train wreck is your meal ticket.
I forgive them
for
selling out.
Nice.
And lashing themselves to Courtney Love, that horrible, the female Steve Harvey.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You can't go that far.
I hate
that
her.
No way.
I hate her.
Come on.
My hate for her is...
I used to hate her, but now like it then turned into like feeling sorry for her when she kept going into rehab. And now I think she's hilarious. It's like
I know some
a crazy aunt.
From, you know, that are like sort of not public knowledge.
Wait, like
what?
I can't say that.
What?
What do you know?
About
I'll tell you
love? Sure.
What do you mean? No. You can't do this. Where would you? Where did you get the info from? Where did you get the info from?
I can't say.
What the hell is going on here?
I told you this at the time.
Okay, so what is it?
Someone
just don't
that
tell
I know
who...
worked for a company that dealt with Courtney Love regularly.
Oh, I see.
Uh huh.
And what happened?
And that she was a major cunt.
Oh, I'm sure
that's
she's like,
surprise.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. No one's saying she's a great person.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still curious. Like, I would want to read a book about, like, her life experiences.
But even if she was a cunt, I would still say that she was a great musician if I thought she was, like Dave Mustaine, who I just said was a great musician recently on this show.
Yeah.
So it's not being biased. I just really think she's horrible.
All right.
El Dudorino, does she even have a cunt left?
I just
it's
want to
probably
say,
bigger, if anything, by now.
I just want to say, going down the rabbit hole has to be the.
Make this louder. I want to hear how.
I really like this.
This is a really good, catchy song written by Billy Corgan.
Yeah, this is a great Smashing Pumpkin song that she sings over.
She ruined it, though.
I like this more than almost any Smashing Pumpkin song.
Yeah, well, that riff is so good.
I don't really like Smashing Pumpkin either, but not as bad. Oh.
No, I think heavier Smashing Pumpkins songs. Like Zero, I think is a good song.
I think there's a handful of good songs in there, and that's about it.
But this song is definitely, I feel like, a late 90s classic. It would be on, if there was a late 90s compilation, this has to be on there. And this is already after Kurt Cobain died, so you can't even say, this is like on the whole relaunch.
Yeah, I like this song a lot.
Yeah.
It was a good album in general.
Broadcasting from the top of the World Trade Center, which will be here forever and ever and ever.
Someone said that sounded like Garbage.
No, that's a different band.
No, they meant the band Garbage.
I got
which it. I like. I don't see how that sounds.
It's poppy, female-fronted rock music.
That sounds like real Garbage.
No, come on.
Listen to this.
It's a catchy tune.
What about that other one?
Dolphine. Yeah, I never loved that song.
Dolphine.
That was like her biggest hit.
I liked it. I like when it picks up when she starts yelling.
Run to you! I think
at that point it was still in the, aw, her husband died. Let's feel bad. Let's let her be successful because her husband just died. But then she did have some good songs, too. If we start analyzing hit music lyrics right now, but they're all going to be this stupid. Like, what's the difference?
It's not. I'm not really making fun of the lyrics as much as I am a little bit, but more her enunciation of it. Like, it's so effective.
She's not the only one.
Say she's
Green Day.
Why does it have to be she's the only one? We're talking about her right now.
Fair enough.
There's plenty of
everything about her is an affectation, though. Yeah, she's like a complete creation out of her mind. So, I mean, when the late Dave Brocky was on the show, he had a whole story about how he knew her before she got with Kurt Cobain and was telling him like she was just gonna marry a rock star, and basically.
Yeah, she said he was. She was walking around the Sunset Strip with Axl Rose cardboard cutout saying this was her husband Axl.
So,
by the way, you have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, that's
Guar episode. It was our 3-hour spectacular. I'm gonna look up what episode.
That's one of those episodes I wish we had a video feed for because holy shit.
Well, there was a little behind the scenes video for that one.
Was but he was.
Yeah. While he was hammered. Well, when he was dressed.
He was hammered the whole fucking time. Come on.
Yeah, we didn't really, you just come back from a party, to be fair.
I guess.
I was going to say we should talk about him for a while.
Yeah, we haven't. I mean, one of the funniest person in metal, as far as I'm concerned.
Funnier than you?
Oh, way. I wish I was as funny as him.
Because he was just always on. Like, he could always be funny.
It just seemed like the same shtick to me over and over. I don't know. The whole imaginary alien thing, I didn't really care for it. I'm sorry.
But just even out of the costume, though, I feel like he was still hilarious. It's not – that didn't really
I don't know.
Change
I don't have that.
Okay, it was the 200th episode. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
That odorous.
It was that recently? Aren't we only on like 250-something
well,
now?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was him calling in.
Yeah.
My apologies. We've
Someone
had,
says 101.
Yep, it's 101. It's the Fat Lizard 3-hour special. So if you just Google that or use our search functionality.
What was Fat Lizard referring to?
I don't remember. Probably a penis of some sort.
Another episode title contender.
A penis of some sort?
Yeah, sure.
Down the rabbit hole. It's got to be.
Yeah. Probably. Wait, what was it? What did you say?
Fat Lizard.
Oh. No, the reference.
A penis of some sort.
A penis of some sort was your nickname in high school.
Well, no, you could tell us if that's true or not. You went to high school with him.
It's true. But we weren't really that close friends until much later. I think until college.
No.
Yeah.
Rob doesn't agree with that. But
no, we were. We were just acquaintances in high school.
We were in like the same class and we went to see a movie together.
Yeah.
What movie was it?
Austin Powers 2.
You're screaming quotes at the screen the whole time?
I got
fucking insufferable.
One better. My buddy from...
You had buddies back then?
Like the guy who liked Austin Powers just as much as me. We were in a bunch of plays together.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
He dressed...
I want to kill myself just hearing the idea.
He dressed up as Austin Powers. And we went to the movie theater.
And I went with them, by the way.
I got to say, there was a bit of shame.
A bit?
A bit.
That you didn't also have an outfit?
No, then I'm like, why are you doing
this? But he was talking like Austin Powers. His name was Austin, wasn't it?
No, his name was Sean.
Oh.
He is a father now. He has a child.
He convinced everyone his name was Austin, though.
I think he, you know what it is? He probably introduced himself. To
he
Noah.
Did. He did
Hello, I'm Austin, baby.
And I vividly remember we were at the theater and we were like, hey, shouldn't this movie be starting already? And then we were like, hey, Austin, why don't you go up and like let them all know that the movie should be starting? He's like, yeah. And then he went up and he was like, hey, let's start the movie, baby.
Yeah, baby. Noah, did you dress as a lot of vagina? I love when people get way too into fads.
Yeah.
Like when everyone was quoting Borat.
Yes, oh my
God.
Yeah.
I mean,
And every now and then, like it really died down, but every now and then someone will say a Borat quote, and I just look at them like, what the fuck are you doing?
Y'all. Y'all, what were you like? Yes. Y'all. I lie.
I do not like it to the Jews. Speaking of growing up in Brooklyn, we went to see this movie, which is probably the worst indie movie I've ever seen in my life. Awful, awful movie. It's called It Felt Like Love. Have you heard of it?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about a girl growing up in Brooklyn in, like, Gravesend over there, which if you don't know Gravesend, it's like a real white trash Brooklynite area.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it's just this girl who... Like, she's like a introverted kid, and she's always tagging along with her friend and her douchebag boyfriend, and they're all like 15.
Is she cute?
Yeah, she looks like a little girl, you know. And the other, they all look like little kids.
What's the name of the movie again?
It Felt Like Love. Okay. So they're...
I'm looking it up on IMDb now.
So they're all... She's always around there. They're always making out. There's two friends, you know, and she's sitting there watching, and she really wants to have sex. So... what happens is like she lies about her like she always tells people that this guy went down on her and she fucked this guy and she really didn't and then she winds up pursuing this older guy who's in Kingsborough
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Mistake number one.
Yeah. Kingsborough, by the way, is the lowest of the community college. Well, I guess Truro College is lower, but it's the...
She goes to a party. She starts drinking and smoking. Like, she didn't, I don't think she smokes weed, but she drinks. She throws up, and then she sleeps in the bed with the guy that she's in love with after he passes out and convinces him that he fucked her. And then she shows up at his house while he's with his two friends just smoking a blunt, and basically, like, she sucks all three of their dicks, but they don't show it on camera.
No.
But they imply that.
What kind of indie movie is this? She's dick sucking.
And also,
camera.
What's wrong with sucking some dicks?
That's
a drop.
I didn't say anything was wrong with it. I'm just saying the movie is like, first of all, the whole movie is them with close-ups on everyone's face. So you can't see what the fuck is going
Very
on.
Very artsy.
Like a shaky cam.
It's the worst shaky cam I've ever seen. It's like MTV, watching an MTV video. And it, like, a guy fell asleep next to me while we're watching this. He's snoring louder than the events of the movie.
Oh, I have a heavy breathing story as well.
Ooh.
So we'll talk about that.
So, first of all, this same guy, before the movie started, he walks past me, like, steps on me, and then he reaches over and makes it worse because he grabs me on my fucking shoulder.
Oh.
Like,
I'm so sorry.
He starts feeling my tit and
everything. Was this packed that the guy had to, like, sit right next to you?
It was a theater of about 25 seats.
Oh.
Yeah, at the IFC Film Center.
Why did you go see this in the first
place? My girlfriend wanted to see it, and I love her, and I warned her it's going to be terrible.
So was this one of those where you went specifically knowing it would be bad and you'd goof on it?
Yes, and not for her. I think she thought it would be good.
Okay.
She admitted at the end that it was horrible.
Okay.
She's very honest about that kind of thing.
Okay.
She's not going to insist that it was good when she knows it was bad.
Like some people we know, Rob.
But honestly, I don't mind. I like going to movies with her even when the movie sucks because it's fun. Like, we make fun of it. But I told her before, and I just looked at the trailer, this is going to be a steaming pile of shit. And she's like, I don't care. I like movies that are made in New York. I want to see, you know, how the cinematography is. And I said, okay, let's go. Awful fucking movie. And then at the end, it ends like she sucks the three guys' dicks, and then she's just laying on the floor, like, looking depressed. Like, she leaves. She goes home.
Wait, did
and then
she
she's at, like,
swallow?
They didn't show anything. They just showed the guy pull their penises out, and then it cuts.
Well, she didn't have any, like, cum on her face?
No.
I guess.
She went home, and she goes to a dance recital. They do a dance move where they land on the floor, like, they plop down, and she's just laying there, like... as if she wants to kill herself. Mm. And then it cuts to black and there's no music. And the whole place sounded like a fucking morgue. Mm. Like everyone wanted to kill themselves.
So there was no nudity in this movie?
No, you see the three guys' penises. That she's
oh, so
to
you
suck.
See penises.
You see penises and then it cuts. It's implied that she sucked all their dicks. Although you don't really know. I mean, you just see her depressed, I guess. But it was really disturbing.
Now I'm depressed.
It was really disturbing, but not... you're depressed you didn't see her naked.
Well, I wasn't there, so I wouldn't see it anyway, but now I'm definitely not going to go see it.
Well, it was disturbing, but not at, like, Synecdoche, New York or something where you really identify with these people. It's just a fucking annoying mess of
like
shit.
Like all the indie cliches.
Yeah. Yes, wrapped up into one. So if you... don't see that. That's my advice to you.
Darren's Don't See of the Week.
Yeah.
Also, if it's only playing in a 25-seat theater in New York, then none of our listeners even have the opportunity to see it.
Don't download it and steal it.
Yeah. Unless you want to see a movie with three dicks, then by all means.
For 1 second each.
That should be like its own website, just listing every movie that has three dicks in it.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think? Not like one guy naked three times.
What is that?
Three
what is
different
the female version of that site?
Say that again?
Like a site where it's just like all the female nudity in movies.
Three bushes?
There was something on Howard Stern.
It was one of the plot points of Knocked Up, and then they realized, this already exists. It's like Mr. Something.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
It was on. Mr. Skin used to be on Howard Stern all the time.
Yep, he's not anymore?
I don't really listen to Howard Stern
anymore.
Yeah,
me neither.
So isn't there like a male version of Mr. Skin?
Mr. Skin might have like male
Ms.
stuff too,
Skin?
I don't know.
No idea.
You'd think he'd... chronicle both, just why
to
cut off
money.
Your audience. No pun intended.
Terrible fucking movie. If you see in the description a coming of age tale, just don't go. It's going to be horrible.
Unless it's a porn description, then you want that coming of age.
Coming on age.
Depends on the age. We all have our limits.
Oh. 18 to 19 for Sid.
It's not that narrow.
I'm trying
on the bottom end.
I'm trying to get I'm trying to get you not arrested here.
No, listen, I'm not going out looking for kiddie porn. Come on now.
I know.
I wouldn't even know where to look. So it's probably not that hard to find.
So in our chat, I'll probably tell you.
Yeah.
Just go to the other side of Williamsburg.
Oh, well. They're all dressed.
Yeah, so my heavy breathing story. It's
before you say that, I'm sorry. Just to stay on topic for a second. New Metal says Mr. Skin actually just started a male version. So there's your answer.
Just started. Wow.
Yep.
So at the gym, I usually bring headphones, and it's great because then I get to not pay attention to anything going on in the gym, but I forgot them one day.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it's definitely the worst. And there were these two Guidos at the gym, and I feel like my gym is kind of in the similar vein of Planet Fitness, how it's like there's nobody really taking it too seriously. Everyone's like kind of like not super in shape.
They're going about their business.
Yeah. And so these two guys, they're like the loudest Guido dudes. Mm-hmm. One guy obviously more in shape than the other guy, so he's giving the out-of-shape guy some shit. And I feel like we were like on the same workout routine because I constantly found myself like right next to them. And I was just like, I kept wanting to escape them because I heard them talking. It's like, just shut up. Let me do my workout. And so I was at the ab machine, and the guy, one of the guys, was also doing the ab thing, but the ab thing where you kind of dip your body halfway. Like
to the side?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was dipping it to the side where he was facing me, and he was breathing so loud. And like,
into your face?
We were less than 5 feet away, so he was breathing right on me, and it was just like,
was there any spittle on you? Or?
Dude,
were they making weird noises, like they were fucking each other?
It's like, dude, chill out. Do a few less reps in that set.
No, I can't stand it when I don't have my headphones and like, right, and I can hear all the guys just like moaning and like making their like animal sounds. Yeah.
Isn't that the kind of music you guys like, though? I think you'd like it in real life.
Maybe
too.
There were some blast beats under it I would enjoy.
Gay!
But it was just not good.
How long have you been working out again?
It's been about a month, and I'm noticing some results.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of results?
Good. Well, my love handles have shrunk. That's nice. And I'm seeing some biceps and triceps popping in.
Very nice.
They're all right.
You got to work out your shoulders more. They're kind of droopy.
Oh, no, it's Jesus. Just my posture right now. My shoulders.
Way to encourage Rob.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Noah. What did you say about
tough
my shoulders?
Love. It's called tough love.
Rob, go. That'll convince her.
Or start wearing 80s shoulder pads. It's a good
thing.
Oh, my God.
That's what that guy sounded like in the thing.
Was it Larry King working out next to you?
Mom.
Guido's distant cousin of Larry King, maybe.
All right. Have we not had a caller other than Mario this whole time?
Just Mario.
People in the chat are like, take callers. So
we
I'm
have
thinking...
740 in the chat, in the line, on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, hi, this is Niazi.
Oh, what's up, Niazi?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff.
What?
Are you okay?
I'm busy, yeah.
Oh, you're busy?
I've been busy. Yeah.
You call us
one thing at a time,
please.
Oh, lately.
What were you so busy with?
Dates?
Stuff like that and, like, exams.
His first answer was no. I think then he felt that. That was embarrassing. So he said yes.
Like,
yes, Dad.
Stuff like that. So what is that?
I got a funny story.
You have a funny story?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was, like, going... from college, going home. I'm at my door, and there are two hot girls that came up to me, like, hi, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm good. Where are you from? I'm like, Saudi Arabia. And they're like, oh, cool. Oh, my God. And I'm in my mind, but, what's happening here? And then it turned out that there are Mormons. They want to talk about my movie and stuff. I'm like,
you thought you have a moment for Mormonism?
So they use their sexiness to try to get you to convert.
I'm glad. I thought they were Homeland Security.
But if he converts, he can marry both of them. Because that's what Mormons do, so it's actually not that bad.
Hmm.
You should maybe convert.
Fuck that.
Fuck that, you said?
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, another not funny story, but I saw the Game of Thrones premiere of season 4 in my university.
How? What? That's the next week.
Yeah, before everyone else, before 2 weeks.
Wow, how did you like it?
Well, it was good, yeah.
That's
a funny story.
It was good.
It was good, yeah. I don't want to, like, spoil it.
No, please don't.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's a good episode.
Okay, it leaves you excited for the season.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then.
You should have Niazi do a... TV and music reviews on Metal Injection, where you're just like, this was good, and that's all. And then you could have a poll. Do you agree with this? Yes, no, R.I.P.
Well, I will do a full review after the episode is officially out, so I don't spoil anything.
So that's after we're done with the show next week, the episode airs. So in 2 weeks, we will have to wait to hear your review of next week's Game of Thrones.
That you saw.
Do I have that right?
Okay.
So agreeable.
Wait. Tugboat makes a good point in the chat. How many episodes of this season of Game of Thrones have you seen?
What?
Damn it.
How many episodes of season
Anyway, also I want to say, like, rest in peace to...
He's got his own agenda.
Wait. What were you going to say? Anyway, what?
I want to say rest in peace to David Brockie.
Oh, okay. Aww. Have you ever seen Gwar live?
Unfortunately, no.
It was exciting. It was a fun time.
This is, by the way, what he was going to answer you.
I don't want
it. He sounds so happy saying it. Like, since he's been in America, he's tried to stop himself from doing that, and he finally got the release, because, like, back home, he does it all the time.
To be honest, I never done it when I was in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, but now you do it all the time, because you know how good it feels.
Who are you kidding? Really? Come on.
But the first time I done it, I did it for you, Sid, so...
Oh,
he's so defensive. Like,
what? It's like I took his terrorist virginity.
You guys need to... Check your definition of defensive.
Listen to me right now.
Not being defensive. I'm being defensive of Niazi right now. Because
you guys
are being
together,
offensive.
Huh? You guys stick together.
What do you mean, you guys?
Rob, when you get all excited like that, you almost sound like...
I think...
We need to get you.
Oh my god!
And your friend that dresses like Austin Powers all in a room together.
I'm sure that guy.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Do I make you horny, baby? Yo. Oh,
okay. Can you play that with King?
With what?
Mamma, mamma.
It goes with anything.
Wait, which? The song or the lily?
The lily.
I think both.
I guess, yeah.
Let's do it with the tickle my vagina.
All right.
Play it.
Yes.
Play it with Rush Limbaugh.
There you go. I was Lee Lee Lee. What'd you say, Niazi?
Play it with Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. Wait, first of all,
I don't have intention yet.
No one had to.
and wipe them because there were so many tears on them. Up there.
Hey, wait. How about this? That was the one.
What I was trying to say.
That thing is the start of the whole clip of Rush Limbaugh talking.
Never mind. We're not going to jip Fox. I wanted to jip it because
he always starts making fun of
China. He was speaking, and they weren't translating. They normally, you know, some translate a couple words, but Hu Jintao was just going ching chong ching chong 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 chong
chong chong. I walked Bob Dylan up to the stage, guy criticizing the Lee 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 Lee.
Sure, that's a close idea.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I walked Bob Dylan up on stage.
That's
you.
That's like people going live in the night and Chinese going.
If you really had talent, go practice. Up a gig. Instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here. You are self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit. You miserable, mediocre nothing. You are everything that's gone wrong in this world.
Can we have the Lee Lee over slow-mo singing Angel of Death?
Yeah.
That would sound great.
Of course.
In this.
How about this?
I sort of want to make the Lee Lee Lees my ringtone. Is that, can I do
or
that?
Or like my alarm in the morning.
Oh my God.
I don't think you can make the Lee Lee Lees your ringtone. I think that's offensive.
But if you make it your alarm every morning, then it's like every day is 9/11.
Also, how progressive are we that we have a Saudi Arabian boy singing with an
Orthodox
Jew? Man.
He's a boy to Noah. Noah likes real men. Sorry, Nyazi.
Oh.
Sorry, Nyazi. You're still in college. You don't count as a man yet.
It's okay.
And you don't look like Jeff Loomis. So. You're fucked.
Or Jake Bowen, to be more specific.
Bowen is a little swarthy.
I don't think Jake Bowen was in your typical template for guys you liked. He's sort of outside the box for you.
So how so, Darren?
Not saying he's a bad-looking guy or anything. I just mean, like, you know, usually he used to go for the long hair, and
I mean,
he has short hair.
I'm over long hair.
Yeah, like you're more into his personality and... like the total package, as opposed to I want an archetype of a guitarist in metal. You know? I'm saying it as a compliment.
No, right. Yeah. I'm not with him because of that.
I didn't mean to say you think he's ugly or something like that. I didn't mean it that way.
I like everything about him.
There you go.
Actually, I love everything about him. That's right.
That's sweet. Your face lights up whenever you Here's a good one from ShatFan420. What do you think of gay marriage, Dave Mustaine? Look at those breasts. What does that mean?
Gonorrhea fountain?
My little pretty one. Come on. Yellow shit comes out of your body. What the fuck? My little pretty one. Squeezing yellow shit. Didn't Weird Al already do this song?
How about gonorrhea?
No, I mean, you covered this song.
Look, they're all about gonorrhea.
Yeah. All right, well. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, that was
Oh, wow. El Duderito says gonorrhea fountain was Noah's nickname in high school.
Is that true?
Ouch.
Not true.
And he spelled it like the African country Ghana. Gonorrhea.
And it is true.
Noah, is that where you got gonorrhea in Ghana?
That is correct.
My girlfriend, who's from Guyana, her boss at work at her old job used to mistake her for being from Ghana all the time. You're from Ghana, right? No, Guyana.
Did he know the difference?
I guess not, because he kept mixing it up.
That's racist somehow. That guy should have been fired.
Motorboat, everyone.
This Jeff guy's got it made. He doesn't even need to call in and we play all his fucking songs.
Yeah.
Why even bother calling in?
Well, we're definitely not playing them.
Well,
when
this
calls
is,
in.
I feel like, would be way better than the internet.
Really? So you shouldn't call? You might be a funny guy. You don't know.
Why didn't he call, Rob?
He wasn't by his computer, I'm assuming, today. He probably doesn't have that mobile alert thing.
He doesn't have Windows
doesn't
8
have a smartphone.
Metro, so he can be reminded of all his appointments.
I thought you like gave him the phone number earlier in the week.
I did, but he's not going to remember.
Well,
Jeff would.
Would.
He would not.
He would not call us.
Was there another thing you wanted to talk about, Jared? Was there like a third thing?
That was I covered Joe Frommi.
Your ticket?
Huh? What's that? No, the horrible movie, the Windows 8.
Right.
And there was a third thing, no? You don't remember?
Oh, Derensky guy dying.
Oh, that was sad, yes.
Oh. Yeah. Way to bring the show down.
But I just touched on that briefly. I don't know what there is to say other than that he passed away.
He's up there with Brocky.
Yep. Or, well, no. I mean, I don't believe in that whole thing anyway, but...
See, this is sort of what annoys me with when someone like Odorous dies. Like, his whole shtick is being offensive about this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and then when he dies, we all forget that, and are just like, oh, how tragic and sad, and he's up in heaven
now.
Oh,
it is tragic.
Oh, I mean...
Like, come
I
on, no, let's do what he would have done.
The heaven part is stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm not... I don't think...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but ultimately, I just think, you know, you just cease to be.
Hmm. What was the last good Gwar album?
The last album was good. Battle Maximus.
It sound like Gwar? Do they really move and push the envelope, the Gwar envelope?
Gwar,
like
it's fine for
so
what it is.
So
they're
one of those bands
where
you've heard one album, you've heard them all.
Maybe, but I mean, having met him, I feel like, you know, the guy was just like a saint. You know, I just loved the guy. He was hilarious. I mean,
he was a really smart guy, too.
There
he
will never
gave
be
us,
another.
I really was bummed out. When
yeah.
He
gave
me
us
too.
A tour of how racist Richmond was, of like showing us all the statues of people that fought for the Confederacy or whatever.
But just the thing is, there's so many scummy people that you have to interact with every day, and like there's a handful of people, like the people who are in this room, who I just love to be around, and I go into the room with them, and I'm instantly happy. And he was one of those guys, even though I didn't know the guy very well, and he didn't know me from a hole in the wall. He's like your best friend when he's in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that really meant a lot to me, and I really was sad that he died. It really bummed me the fuck out.
Why didn't you have an intervention for him, Rob?
There's no stopping him.
Yeah.
Well, clearly there is. He's been stopped.
Touche. But,
And, didn't one of his other band members, like, recently die from drugs and stuff?
Well, he died from, like, heart failure 2 years ago, but...
doing drugs, right?
Well, I don't know.
You'd think that would be a slap in the face, wake you up a bit.
Well, I don't think anything. And he was just going to keep doing whatever he wanted to do, I feel. So even if that was the case, it wouldn't have stopped him from doing it. But
as
they
said to you...
Still, it doesn't... But regardless of that, it still doesn't change the fact that I'm upset that he's gone, it almost selfishly, because it's like, oh, I enjoyed his presence in my life.
But his presence was fueled by the lifestyle that killed him.
That's not true. He wasn't always intoxicated.
Yeah, but when he's at home hanging out by himself, you're not there with him.
No, I've hung out with him, so, like, not drunk or anything like
so
that.
So if he was always that guy, you'd like him just as much?
Sure.
But there wouldn't be a Guar then.
Okay.
So well, then you wouldn't even know he existed.
Rob likes him because of the way that he is, or was, I mean, not...
Yeah.
But the only reason Rob even knows him is because of the way he was when he was
no
on
drugs. He's not allowed to be upset about it?
Yeah, like, no. What point are you making here?
Just, he's trying to find
just,
a way to
you're
celebrate
just
him
to
being
be
good.
No, not even that. It's just like the thing that everybody liked about him was how crazy and off the wall and,
well,
like, not give a shit he was. And then when that kills him, like, don't be surprised.
No one's surprised. No,
I don't think anybody was surprised. Still, it's like,
it's still
a bummer.
Yeah. We don't have to
the
be
way you felt
by
about
it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, that's how we feel about Otis Rogers.
Surprised
like,
you
I at least, here's the thing. I knew Dave Brocky. Like, I knew this person.
Mm-hmm.
I've hung out with him. So that's, like, it affects me.
Did you tell him to stop doing drugs so much?
Why is
well,
that my friend?
You
I think Rob was close enough to,
yeah,
to do that. Yeah,
and what would that have helped?
Did he not let you get close enough? Was did he put up walls?
Well, his house. He didn't let me in his house.
Really?
Time. No, I was at his house. He had a really nice place.
Well, yeah.
That's where he pissed and came on you, right?
Yeah.
In that video. It was at his house.
No, that was actually at Corey Smoot's house, the deceased.
The other dead one.
Well, we filmed something when we were at his house, though. I remember I was standing.
Oh, yeah, no, that was like with the toaster thing. You drove the car.
Right.
There was a skit that we did where.
I didn't drive the car.
Yeah, you were driving the van. Or Frank drove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does Frank feel about all this?
He's bummed
he's
as well.
He's been like a Guar fan since when they were like in high school bands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we get him on the line so he could give like a nice requiem?
I actually told him a story when we showed up there. And I told him like how big of a fan I was and that I had been given Phallus in Wonderland as a birthday present when I was 18 years old. He goes, oh, dude, man, I'm sorry. That sucks.
I remember when we were shooting that the Moscow Metal Minute sketch, it took him like half an hour to get into his costume. It was the first time he actually wore it because they just upgraded all of their outfits and like they redid them to be new. And so he took like half hour, 40 minutes, and then he was like, all right, you should get into your costume. I was like, all right. And I just had to change my T-shirt and put on
a
wig.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's it?
And work.
He totally, I mean, like, you really need to step it up. This isn't a costume. You got to, like, over.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I always question that because that worked for Guar, you know.
Yeah.
It's not the same character.
Well, I just get, like.
We could have classed it up a little.
We definitely could have classed it up a little. And just the comparison of the two, it's just like, yeah, I guess it isn't really much of a costume. It's just a T-shirt.
But it did. Yeah. The skit was funny. What difference did it
make? Oh, no. Totally, but just to get that sort of input from him, though, I thought was really cool, just to get him to be like, come on, dude, step it up.
Oh, I thought he was being sarcastic.
No.
He really cared about this stuff.
Yeah, and he was just a super funny guy, I thought. Like, anytime we had the basis of an idea, it would always be much funnier with his input in it. So, yeah, going to miss him.
Rest in peace, funny man.
Wow. Sid, do you have any words for Odorous?
Yeah, thank you. That's it.
Wait, can we get Sid to lead any for Odorous?
No. That says it for me.
Can you lead any for Felix?
Wait, don't we have a drop of me saying the other my catchphrase?
Yeah.
That seems very appropriate.
Murder.
There you go. I don't think that's what this was.
It's not a murder.
Unless, you know, suicide is a type of murder. And
no,
when you drink and drug
not,
yourself to death.
No, I'm sure it was like a heart attack. I thought
from doing lots of drugs.
Yeah.
We actually have Sid saying lee 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 lee.
Yeah, that's all I could get out.
I like that. Yeah, like you could hear the first millisecond of you about to laugh. Can we hear that again?
that's the most. That's the record for the most.
I bet he has a hairy taint.
Probably.
That's why there's so much butt fucking in the Navy.
And
because they all listen.
Honestly, I feel really bad for the rest of the band and the rest of the people involved with the band because that was everybody's full-time job.
And, but they also must have seen this coming. You'd think they'd have had contingencies. Or maybe they figured, we all do drugs. I'll probably die before the rest of them, and then they can worry about it.
Well, they're talking about, like, continuing the band,
which
I think they're absolutely, like, I
You just need to find someone else who fits in the costume.
And thinking about it for the week,
it's the other way around.
I absolutely think they're going to continue.
If he was alive, he would have only needed to find other people who would die.
Yeah, that's yeah.
He's
but
the whole
thing. Like I said, it's their like this is their livelihood.
Yeah.
So it's all they know. So they're going to continue with it until they absolutely cannot. Until they like. There's no money to be made. If there's money to be made, they're going to keep doing it because this is the only thing they know. They've been doing this for 30 years, some of these people.
Yeah, but it's going
to
be horrible.
They're not going to be able to get another job.
I hope they save money.
The first tour might be okay because they're going to play all the old songs and do the same shit, whatever he had planned.
Right, the tribute tour, sure, yes. That could.
But whenever they have to write any material, because they do very complicated stuff on stage, like plots and shit. Whenever someone has to write one of those, it's going to be awful.
Well, to be fair, he wasn't the only one writing those things. He definitely had a hand. That's the thing about him, though. He had a hand in every aspect of it. He wrote the lyrics, or he wrote, I don't know if he wrote all of them, but definitely some of them. And then, you know, he had a part in the stage show, and he built props as well. So he's a hard guy to replace.
Yep.
But, you know.
He is irreplaceable.
Maybe Sleazy P. Martini will take over vocal dude. Not that he's any much of a vocalist.
Or Nyatsu.
That's why there's so much butt fucking in the Navy.
Oops. Well, that was the wrong clip, but, you get it.
All right. Well.
That's something they could do. They could just join the Navy now. Do something productive with your life for a change.
Like joining the Navy?
Yeah. Murder!
We should get out of here.
Oh, come on, of course.
On that note.
I want to end it with my favorite GWAR song ever, if you guys don't mind. Now feel free to play sound effects over this.
No, now you should just play Future Islands.
I'll leave it alone.
This is the one context where I would approve you playing that.
We're going to get out of here.
Chocolate croissant just said, shaving her, Durinsky.
I want to remind everyone that next week we're going to be on a little earlier because WrestleMania is next week. So we're going to do the show from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 2 hours earlier than we normally do it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll see you then, and we leave you with a little meat sandwich.
Bubbling the red, you know who. Bubbling the red, you know who. Crucify. Murder. Sandwich.